Let's get to our guest, Silas Shaw, Chief Economist and Head of Market Research at RHB Banking Group. So there's a tendency to get pretty excited when you see these kind of rallies in the markets, I guess, for people who are long and are long suffering through this year. If they decide to add a little bit here, would you think that add to some of the safety areas that have been working, or would you try to find some of the most bombed out areas and target those?
So the way it's working, you know, when we look at the price action, and this is across asset classes, not just equities, is these kind of moves are very rare. You know, I haven't seen this, for a very, very long time. So my take on the situation, it's early days. I'm out here in Asia. We're just opening. And the key point really is that the moves in bonds and in the equity market are likely, from a balance of risk perspective, to be short-lived. The market's reacting to just one data point. And as the cliche goes, one data point doesn't make a trend. However, I do think, as we exit the U.S. Thanksgiving and we're exiting the Fed, things become a little bit clearer. Those would be the times when one could think about more of a Santa Claus rally ensuing towards the early part of next year. You know, some of the growth-oriented sectors, such as the banks, consumers, from a balance of risk perspective, could be the places to be. And in terms of technology, depending on the type of companies you're investing in, the balance of risk from good companies is positive. That's how I think about the world.
So perhaps at the moment, a bit too good to be true in terms of a true rally. When you mentioned the technology sector there, though, that is one place where we're seeing job cuts or slowdown in terms of hiring. What does that tell us about potential serious labor market pain that could be ahead?
It's concentrated right now. You know, that's the thing. You hear all this bad news about tech, but in terms of the composition of employment in the U.S. economy, tech is a relatively lower number in terms of share. The overall labor market looks fairly resilient, and that's why when you look at the market pricing overnight in terms of looking at things like the two-year yield has come down dramatically to around 4.3% from highs around 4.8%. I don't think we're there yet. I think it's going to take more time. And our view on interest rates still remains unchanged on back of our view that growth is likely to remain resilient, no recession coming in the imminent future, labor market conditions remaining elevated. Bottom line is the Fed is still headed, from our perspective, to 5 to 5.25% Fed funds rate in the early part of next year.
Even with that cautious stance, could you maybe see some rebalancing away from energy into some of the other areas that have been hit hard?
Yeah, so we've been short oil, you know, from a pure oil perspective, not in terms of equities. But yes, as we continue to see oil prices come down, you know, energy has been the leader, you know, and for the better part of this year. And the balance of risk is that the shift of asset allocation goes more towards the banks and consumer.
And we should just mention that President Biden has just said it's going to take some time to get inflation to normal levels, which I guess is something that we already know. Let's talk about the China story, about their exit here in terms of some calls that perhaps there will be a more targeted path out of these COVID zero controls. But you do have cases, of course, rising quite sharply. And does it take at least a year, as analysts are saying, for the economy to kind of really get back on track here?
So our view has been consistent all along for the last 2 years, and that has been that China is in a structural slowdown, and now basically the complication for policymakers onshore in China is that the cycle is turning as well. So I don't think basically for us that the trouble in China is over. They are basically now around a 3 to 4% trend growth economy. The real numbers in China are, you know, probably 150, 200 basis points below that. So, you know, our forecast this year is 3%. They're probably growing at like around 1.5%. And next year we're at 4%. So they're probably growing realistically at 2.5%. That's kind of realistically what we should think about the Chinese economy over the next several years.
Cautious in your outlook, what would be your most confident and aggressive call in the investment arena?
The most I would say the aggressive one would be long dollar CNH on back of our, not cautious, Ed, I have to correct you, I'm sorry, bearish view on China. So we're basically looking to buy, a dollar China on dips, specifically dollar CNH. That's our top conviction idea in foreign exchange. In fixed income, we are continuing to look to put on trades in terms of long duration bonds, local currency government bonds in the U.S., Southeast Asia. And in the U.S., we're positively inclined towards U.S. Equities on dip. So we've been, had that position coming into this quarter, and that's working quite nicely for us.
Short emerging markets as well. What specific markets are you looking at here? You mentioned China, but any others?
So short emerging markets for us would include the gamut, the places like China and places that are trading with China. There's a little bit of been disconnect, like Korea and Taiwan. Korea's disconnected, but Taiwan would be included in that camp. And, a balance of risk perspective, as oil continues to come down in the first half of next year, that should also hit the stock markets of Middle East from a balance of risk perspective. That's where we would think. And all the other, like, commodity-producing regions, Brazil has done really well, right, year to date. And so we'd be, from a balance of risk perspective, thinking to include that short in the EM.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the opening numbers for the Hang Seng Index, up more than 1,000 points, and the Hang Seng Tech Index up a whopping 10% for an index. You're bearish on China, so emerging markets you'd be bearish there, and you're shorting them. I'm curious what you think. Are investors tired of leadership from China for emerging markets? Will that leadership switch to someone else, perhaps like India?
Well, yeah, that's the point. So emerging markets, are fairly heterogeneous, as you know better than I, Ed. And yes, we like, when we think about exiting China or selling China on any rallies, we're thinking about essentially adding to India. Position, again, we've had on for the entire of this this year, and that's worked for us quite nicely, being one of the top-performing stock markets in EM.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Silas. Enjoy your weekend as well. Silas Jha is Chief Economist and Head of Market Research, RHB Banking Group, on the line from Kuala Lumpur for us here on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.